Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast preview of racing in Sydney on a Saturday. And there is absolutely none bigger than five Group 1s on the same day anywhere in Australia. It's Golden Slipper Day, the Rand Vet, every other feature. And we've got the champion mare Winks lining up in the George Ryder. He's going to help us with the quaddie on our podcast. Paul Joyce, hello to you, mate.
Yeah, hello, Andrew. I'll do my best to help you with the quaddie. It sure is a terrific meeting, as you said, just a star-studded affair. And Winks is the headline act, but the Golden Slipper is a very competitive race this year. And I suppose the big question at the moment is, how will the track play? Look, I'm doing these tips for a soft seven, which is where I think the track will end up Saturday morning. But that's given no more serious rain. So just keep that in mind. If we do get any surprise rain, will obviously well be in the heavy range. But for these tips, we're looking at a soft seven. And we'll kick off, Andrew, with the first leg because it's the Randvet Stakes, a Group 1 affair. Now, I'm going 10, 13, 4 and 2 here, and I'm keen on this Kiwi, Dan's Dance. She's a four-year-old mare. She's only had 12 starts. She's already won four races, and two of those have been Group 1s over in New Zealand. One was on a heavy track, one was on a soft track. She won by big margins. And then just recently, on the 9th of March, she took on the New Zealand Stakes there, a Group 1 race on a heavy track over 2,000. And she was nosed out by perhaps the best horse in New Zealand in Melody Bell. They drew clear to win by 3.5 from the rest of the field. Barrier 1, Opie Bossen, right conditions. Gee, I think she's a good bet at around the $7.50 mark in the Rand, but Dan's Dance. But it's the first leg of the quaddie. We can't put all our eggs in one basket. We're going to put some of our eggs on Egg Tart, number 13. She's a Group 1 winning 2,000-metre wet track specialist. She's obviously dodging Winks in the George Ryder. And look, I think she's beautifully placed here from barrier 4. Number 4, the Taj Mahal. Now, he could be the roughie in this race. He's had a couple of runs back from a spell. I thought his Australian Cup run was good. He did handle the soft track particularly well in the Caulfield Cup when fifth behind Best Solution. And he did a stack of work in that race. I think he can dictate terms here, and if he dictates terms, he may just take a bit of catching. And number 2, Avilius, goes into the quaddie. Gee, I'm not sold him at the price, considering he doesn't have any real wet track form, but he's been racing well. His Australian Cup run, there were some excuses there, pulling up with an eye problem. But look, I'll go 10, 13, 4 and 2. Anyone interested early, I'm backing Dan's Dance. All right, let's have a look at the second leg, because that is the Golden Slipper, and what a field it is. I'll give you the quaddie numbers. Or speed in the race, obviously, Andrew, stacks of it, drawn right across the track, as you'd expect in a slipper. My numbers, 2, 5, 10, 16, and 1. I'm sticking with number 2, Microphone. The big query is the going. He's never raced on anything other than good tracks. Bit of research through his Damn Sung. Now, she was a good wet track performer. She was a very talented mare. And I just think Microphone's form is the pick of the bunch, considering he did beat Cosmic Force quite easily in the Skyline Stakes, and Cosmic Force is going to go to the post favourite. In saying that, number 5, Cosmic Force is the danger here, obviously because of his heavy track win in the Pago. The win by 7.25 lengths, a week out from the slipper, draw barrier 2. There's a lot to like about him on a soft 7 track. Number 10, we'll throw in the Quaddy Pinsec. She's another one. She's out of a dam called Moderate. Now, she's only had the 2 starts. She has one on a soft 5, but that's hardly the sort of conditions we'll have on Saturday. But she bolted in the Black Opal, and her Damn Moderate won 4 of 5 starts. Never really tested on a soft track, but I think Pinsec will get through it and could be one of the knockouts. We'll look at number 16, Loving Gabby. Obviously, she's got a run. Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace have kept her going to get her into the race, and I've got to respect the stable. She did handle a soft track winning a trial at Randwick recently. She's drawn terribly. She's going to need all the luck in the world, but she's just got that bit of X factor about her. And number 1, yes, another one that's drawn horribly and has one on a soft track, only a soft 5 at Flemington. So he's a bit of a risk in the going as well. But we're going 2, 5, 10, 16 and 1 in the Golden Slipper, which leads us into the Galaxy. Now, this is another cracking race. Red Zell, can he carry 59.5? Gee, I don't know. I think he's under the odds and he's one of my favourite horses, but that's just the way it is in a race like this. For the quaddie, I'm only taking 2 runners here, numbers 6 and 8. I really like Graf, the three-year-old colt, Chris Lees and Brenton Abdullah. Barrier 2 is just giving him that gun run in behind what looks like a hot speed. He's won from one on soft. He's handled heavy tracks. He ran fifth in the Everest on an absolute bog. And he's two runs this time in, beaten less than a length at weight for age behind In Her Time, Osborne Bulls and Sunlight in the Lightning, and then a length off Sunlight, Osborne Bulls and Brave Smash in the Newmarket. Here he is with 52 kilos. He's versatile. He handles the track. I think he's a great bet, number 6, Graf. And I think the danger is number 8, Viridine, resumed in the Challenge Stakes behind Ball of Muscle and Red Zell, beaten in a photo. Yet here he turns up on 52 kilos, 7.5 kilos better against Red Zell, 4 kilos better against Ball of Muscle, and he handles soft tracks. So I think they're the two, numbers 6 and 8, the only two I need in the Galaxy. And that brings us to the opponent, Andrew. Always a tricky race, this one, for the mares. But it is run at set weight, and I think that brings the class to the top. So we'll go 1, 3, 9, 2, and 12. One on top, I'm a Princess. She's the highest rated runner in the race. She's very well in on the 56 kilos. Barrier 1, Hugh Bowman. She has one on soft, but it was a long way back at her only previous run on a soft track. So that's the risk with I'm a Princess, but class-wise, she's got them covered. Number 3, All Too Soon. She loves these conditions. She loves Rose Hill. She's racing well. She's a huge chance from Barrier 2. Number 9 goes in for third, Domed. She ran second in this race last year. She's got terrific wet track stats. She's better on the soft. And she's coming through the Canberra Cup, so brings a different form line into this. Number 2, Caravalli. I think she's been set for this race. She's a real wet tracker. She's won up to 2,000 metres. And I'm also going to put in number 12, Jungle Fish, this Victorian from the Mick Kent stable. She's 3 from 3 this prep. And she did run 5th in the Adrian Knox, going back almost a year behind Lover Lover, beaten less than a length. So she's been to Sydney before, and I want her in the last leg. 1, 3, 9, 2, and 12. So all up, $20, 10%. We're right on budget for this terrific day's racing. I'm really looking forward to it. Let's hope the punters and myself can have a bit of luck.
Yeah, for sure. Paul, we wish you all the very best. And, of course, Paul Joyce will be on air at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning and then right through Saturday afternoon with our National Racing Service coverage. Good on you, Paul. Have a winning weekend.
Can't wait for it. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Golden Slipper Day at Rose Hill.